Home care. This is Sarah. Is this Aaron?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yes. My name is Eddie McCorkle. I just resided here from New York last year after having a heart attack. And my last prognosis is I had a stress test done Saturday and shows irregular because of the blood flow. I can't, I'm also renting a room. I can't go up and down the steps like I could, and I need help with someone taking care of me. Is that something that you...
So do you work with, like, Medicaid, like Keystone First, or any of those insurances?
Yeah, so right now the administration at the hospital is trying to get me
the application for long-term care services in your home?
No. Just to transfer my Medicaid from New York to Philadelphia. So she's working on that as we speak.
Right. So, and then it's actually a different type of Medicaid you would need in order to qualify for home health care services. It's a long-term care Medicaid, so the financial requirements and stuff are a little bit higher than regular Medicaid. But they would need to do what's known as a referral to the Maximus program, and that's where they would hire someone to help you in the home. There's three assessments you would need to do, though. There's a financial assessment. They need to know you make less than $2,900 per month in income. And have less than $8,000 in cash resources in the bank. And then there's a medical assessment where they would check your mobility, see what you need help with, sit down and speak to anybody involved in your care to see what the best plan of care would be for you. And then the final assessment would be when the insurance company comes out, they would send us what's known as a service coordinator, and they would come to the home to determine how many hours of home care services you'd be eligible for based on your level of need. And we do have enrollment coordinators on staff that would help you through the whole application process. They'll walk you through it. And then as soon as you're approved, we'd be able to provide you with a caregiver. But it can take up to 90 days. So usually when you're in a hospital or a nursing home already, a rehab, something like that, usually they would do it a nursing home transition program, and then that would expedite it a little bit further. So is this a cell phone you're calling me on, 347?
576-7250,
yeah.
Correct.
Is it okay if I text you on this number? I will text you with the information that the hospital would need in order to start the application process, and then also my contact info, okay?
Okay, another thing.
Yeah.
My friend is willing to take care of me at the residence. Is that something that I can have done also?
Yes, we can pay a family member or a friend to provide your services. Absolutely.
Okay,
but
now do I still have
Yeah, you would still have to go through the process, because they'll only pay for it if you go through the assessment process. So it is the process, but you can hire whoever you want, or if you don't have anybody, we would be able to provide someone, but you said a friend can do it, and that's part of the program, yes.
Okay, so now what is the first step?
The first step is to get started with the insurance, like, because you said that you're in a hospital. I'm going to forward you the contact info for your first step, and then you can let the nurses know that you need to have a nursing home transition referral. But I'm going to send you all the info, okay?
Okay, and I can print it out and just go ahead and give them the copies to it.
Well, it's not application. It's just the phone number that they would need to call to get this all started.
Oh, okay.
All right. And what was your name?
My name is Eddie McCorkle, MCC, M-A-C-O-R-K-L-E. Does this apply to all of these programs, or just yours particularly?
No, this is all of them. It's all a state-funded program, so everybody who requires home health care would have to go through the same process. And only Medicaid will cover for home care services.
Wow, ain't that something?
You may be able to get short-term services through Medicare upon your discharge from the hospital, but it will only be for a few weeks, and they won't pay a family member or friend. So they would be able to provide someone to go in and check on you and help you out for a couple of hours a week, and then while you're going through the application process. So, and then as soon as you are approved for the program, we'd be able to hire your friend to provide your care.
Right. Okay.
All right. And yes. Eddie, what is your date of birth too?
9/23/63.
And is Eddie your legal name, or is it Edward?
It's Eddie.
Okay. And what is your address?
It's 5347 Irvin Street.
Okay, and that's in Philadelphia, 191, what is
nine.
It? I'm sorry, 191?
19139.
Okay, perfect. All right, Mr. McCorkle, I'm going to send this over to our enrollment department to help you through the application process. And like I said, I'm going to text you with all the details to give to the nurses at the hospital, okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. We'll talk soon. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.